Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be at a very low level. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 90, that's 90. And the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 34. Now, those figures are extremely low, they're the lowest on record in recent months. And it means that there's not going to be very good long-haul multipath high-frequency propagation in the immediate future on darkness or semi-darkness paths. However, frequencies above about 14 megahertz on long-haul circuits, transmission will be somewhat more reliable on daylight circuits. Now, some information concerning monitoring here in Melbourne. The new transmission season is now in full swing, and most broadcasters have adjusted their schedules and timetables for the new season, with many new frequencies having been taken into use. The 31 metre band here in Melbourne has been providing good reception during our pre-sunrise period. This is an example of some notable signals heard recently between 1830 and 1900 in this band. 9335, the IBB in Washington from the Irana Villa Sri Lanka relay station. 9540, Radio Romania International in German. 9560, China Radio International from Beijing in Russian. And 9600, another frequency for China Radio International from Beijing in English. And 9780, the IBB in Washington from the Kuwait relay station in Pashto. And 9840, Radio Liberty, the IBB station broadcasting from Lampertheim in Germany in Russian. And 9885, a newly introduced frequency for the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria de Galleria transmitting station, broadcasting in French. And on 9380, All India Radio, the domestic or national network. 9390, Radio Thailand with English. 9460, The Voice of Turkey in Turkish to its worldwide audience. And 9480, China Radio International from Serik in Albania, the relay station there, broadcasting in French. And 9525, the Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta with its European service. And 9555, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Jeddah with Arabic programming. And 9560, China Radio International in Russian. 9625, the Voice of Vietnam from the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station, transmitting in French for Europe. And also in the 31 metre band, a little bit later this time, between 2000 and 2030, into the Melbourne sunrise period, following stations, 9490, the IBB in Washington with French, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station. 9565, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany, a new frequency for the current transmission season, transmitting in French. And 9585, China Radio International in Kashi, it's in China, broadcasting in European languages. And 9600, again, China Radio International from Kashi in English. And 9610, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany, transmitting in French. And 9645, a new frequency for Radio Japan NHK Tokyo, broadcasting from the Yamata site in Japan in Japanese. That service is actually intended for Australia and New Zealand. And 9760, Adventist World Radio KSDA, broadcasting from Guam in Russian. That's the morning program. Same time period, 2000 to 2030, some interesting signals in the 25 metre band. Some of these are new for the new transmission season. 11625, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria, broadcasting in English. And 11955, Adventist World Radio from Moosburg in Austria, with programs in African languages. 12060, the broadcasting service from the TDA, that's the Telediffusion Arabic station in Algeria, broadcasting from the relay station in Usudun in Arabic. And 11780, a surprise signal from Radio Nacional in Brazil, broadcasting its local service in Portuguese. So quite a lot of activity in the 31 and 25 metre bands, as observed here in Melbourne, Victoria, during our pre-sunrise and sunrise periods, mainly programs or transmissions from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. That's their broadcasting or transmitting to us via the short path, the darkness path, and the same for the 25 metre band. And those conditions should continue in the immediate future. So if you are a resident in Australia or New Zealand for that matter, those frequencies and times should be relevant to your receiving locality.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
Now some international shortwave station news. First of all, Guam. Two new frequencies for the new transmission season have been notified by Transworld Radio Asia, KTWR. The first new frequency is 11935. It's in use between 1315 and 1345 to Southern Asia in various languages including Assamese and Manipuri. And the other new frequency is 11585. It's on the air between 1345 and 1430 to South Asia in various South Asian dialects including Kashmiri and Hindi. Other new frequencies, Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines. Frequency is 11870, 1330 to 1357 to Southern Asia in Chinese, and 1400 to 1427 in Hindi, and 1430 to 1457 in Telugu. So that's some new frequencies there for Asian stations. And Tibet, some frequency changes for the political broadcaster, The Voice of Tibet. New frequency is 15558. That's an oddball out-of-band frequency from Dushanbe. Broadcast into Central Asia between 1330 and 1430. Programming in Tibetan. And that replaces other out-of-band frequencies such as 15553 and 15547. Tanzania. Good signal of Zanzibar Broadcasting Corporation has been noted by monitors in Europe recently. Broadcasting in Swahili. At 1630 and 1825 on 25 metres on 11735. Scheduled in English between 1800 and 1810, but that segment has not been noted recently, only Swahili in that time zone. Iran, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Two transmitters noted by monitors in Europe recently on 15750. Arabic, 1430, and 1430 to 1530 on 15750 again, in Arabic. Radio TV Algerien, as I mentioned before, uses relay facilities provided in Issoudun in France. The schedule is as follows, with programs mainly in Arabic. On 13820 between 1800 and 1900, and on 12060 from 1900 to 2000, and also from 2013 to 2048, and between 2048 and 2058 in French and Arabic. So that's the new frequencies for RTA using frequencies on relay from Issoudun in France. And the voice of Greece has been heard by monitors in Europe recently from 1915 on two frequencies, 9420 and 9935, broadcasting to Western Europe in the Greek language. Bible Voice Broadcasting Service, another new frequency, is 12075. Noted between 1700 and 1800 to Western Asia in Persian. And the broadcast known as End Times Coming, broadcasting from transmitting sites in Europe, 12075, 1800 to 1832 in English. That's a roundup of some frequency changes and frequency usage schedules for the new A16 transmission season.
All you need is
that's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.